Hello and welcome to the Peaceful Revolution broadcasts. My name is Tim Spies and I am a disciple or follower of Joshua or Jesus of Nazareth, the light of the world. As a matter of practice, I'm going to state the basic facts about reality in the U.S. and many other nations concerning the real historical person of Joshua of Nazareth and his kingdom before each message. And here are those facts. Number one, truth is going away due to relativism. That is, people are believing that there is no truth, especially ethical truth, that needs to be listened to. Each person makes up what's true in their own life. Number two, people knowing what is right and wrong, behavior is going away due to relativism for the same reason. If there's no truth, who's to say that I'm right or you're wrong? Number three, Christians are badly deceived with hundreds of Christs created by those religious folks to justify their love for this world and their lack of courage to actually try and change anything, let alone speak Joshua's truths. Number four, people have little or no faith, but they do have lots of empty, powerless religious beliefs, philosophies, programs, and entertainment to keep the frogs happy in the ever-warming water. Finally, individuals have no light to see by, nothing or no one to tell them the simple truth that because the deception is so great due to the falsehoods and lies put out by Christians, that the darkness is spreading faster and faster and fewer are able to hear the voice of the one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Okay, the title for this message is, Am I Part of the Problem or Part of the Solution? That's a basic question that each of us has to ask ourselves. Am I part of the problem or am I part of the solution? Now, there's different realms or domains in our life that this applies to. The greatest one is regarding God and the kingdom of God, but let's deal with the lesser one first. Let's just say you live in some community and a hurricane or tornado comes and rips that community up and there's a lot of hurting people needing help. There's basically two kinds of people in that environment. There are the people that are out there helping and then there are people that are not, or even taking advantage of people by stealing or looting or doing other things. And then, of course, there's the people that are justifying sitting around not helping other people. So, dear listener, there's only one type of person in that case that is part of the problem, part of the solution, and that is those who are actively out there helping other people. And it's the same is true at the highest level regarding our whole life and regarding what Jesus of Nazareth calls the kingdom of God. So, what is the solution? How do I be part of the solution regarding the kingdom of God? Well, it's really quite simple. You need to first learn from the leader and your teacher, who is Joshua of Nazareth or Jesus of Nazareth. If you're not reading and understanding his words in those four gospel books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, then you're not his followers. You're not even at step one. And if you're trying to listen to other people tell you what they think he teaches, you're also not his follower. You're almost certainly being deceived by everyone's opinion about him. No, there's only one way to begin to be his follower, and that is by reading his words yourself, and to do so with a sincere heart to want to learn from him. That's number one. That's the way you become part of the solution. And then, secondly, is you start doing what he says. It's that simple, that beautifully simple. That's how we're part of the solution. If we're not doing that, we're part of the problem. And that's a big problem for us in many different respects. So we have to be actively listening to Joshua by reading his words and understanding them and then putting them into practice. And in a nutshell, the main thing he wants us to be practicing is the new command. He says, "A new command I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. For this is how the people of the earth or of the world are going to know that you're my followers, but only if you love one another." That's what he calls the new command. There is no other command that he gives in all four gospel books that he calls or labels a command. And this is the only thing he calls new. This is his new command. Let's hear it again. And my new command is this, that you love one another as I have loved you. For this is how the people of the earth are going to know that you're my followers or disciples. And that is, but only if you love one another. So, dear listener, that is how you become part of the solution. If you're not, reading his words, if you're not actively looking for other disciples or followers to share his life with, to live with on a daily basis as true brothers and sisters, not the empty brothers and sisters that the Christian hundreds or thousands of Christian sects call each other in a meaningless, empty way, but no, actual true brothers and sisters with the same Father doing that same Father's business. And what is the Father's business? He said, listen to my Son. He said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him. So as brothers and sisters, you'd be listening to him together by each of you reading what he has to say, learning from the Master. We only have one Master. It needs to be Joshua of Nazareth and not Moses or Paul or any other religious leader or voice. Just one Master. And then to be doing what he says. That's how we become part of the solution. If we're not doing that, we're part of the problem. Especially if we participate in the great substitute or counterfeit for the real solution of the kingdom of God. And of course, that counterfeit or substitute is what the world calls the church, or actually religious organizations in some Jesus Christ's name. That's the substitute or counterfeit. To spend a few empty hours a week singing some songs about God, spending money to build a building, doing some programs that don't actually make any real change in the areas that you are, that is being part of the problem. You're actively participating in the thing which is the nullification of the solution. It's the counterfeit or substitute for the real solution. So I beg the listener to come out from that thing that calls itself the church, and therefore come out from being part of the problem and come join the new and peaceful revolution where you're part of the solution. So again, part of the solution is that we're out there and we're telling people the truths of Joshua of Nazareth. If we're not actively out there sharing his truth, his words, his teachings, his sayings with other people with a motivation to bring them to the light and into the kingdom of God, into the Father's family, if we're not doing that, then we are not followers of his. We are deceived. And maybe we're cowards, but we can't be that and be part of the solution. That means we're going to be part of the problem. So each and every individual follower ought to be part of the solution, and that is by listening to Joshua, doing what he says, building his Father's kingdom. Remember he said in the simple prayer, "My Father, you know, our Father who is in heaven, holy be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Well, his will on earth is not some mysterious thing that the Christians need to spend billions of dollars and millions of books looking for because they refuse to listen to the light of the world. His will has been revealed by the light of the world very clearly. God's will is that his kingdom be manifest among his children. And how is it manifest? By fulfilling the new command that we love one another. And that love can't be the empty thing that the world attacks and redefines constantly. The best way to destroy something, or one of the best ways, is to redefine it into something that it's not. And that's exactly what's happened with the most important concept God gave, which is love. Love has been defined into merely an emotional feeling about something. Or I love pizza, I love ice cream, some silly things like that. Well, no, that's not what love is. Love is not an emotion. Rather, love is to value someone highly and therefore to behave selflessly towards them out of compassion and thus want to be with them. Let's say that again. True love, the love that Joshua of Nazareth defines, is to value someone and to want to behave selflessly towards them based on compassion. And to want to be with them. That's what love is, dear listener. Please put all of the false definitions of love out of your mind and understand that that's what we're going to be held accountable for. We need to be living that love out. And when we try to love our neighbors, they're not going to typically love us back. But we have no excuse being, if we call ourselves followers or disciples or students of Joshua of Nazareth, to not be together, behaving that way as a larger family of the kingdom of God, people caring about each other, sharing his life together, doing the Father's work together. That's what it is to be part of the solution. So again, we are either part of the problem or we're part of the solution. And dear listener, you've heard enough in this message to know where you're at. That is, if you have ears to hear and eyes to see. Until next time, let us be the change agent, the messenger of the Creator and our Father calls us to be. Let us work together well for the food which does not perish and thus be part of the latest peaceful revolution led by the one who says, I am the way and the truth and the life. Please contact me for more information on how you can be part of the peaceful revolution.